As I'm walking up to the Kummer Museum entrance, I look to my right and see this large aluminum sculpture on the grass. Four giant squares with sharp ridges intertwined within each other. The piece comes from the studio of Dolph James, about a mile from the museum. It's spray-painted on the outside and filled with towering metal scraps. They're all pieces in progress, he says.
This saw just cuts steel.
James says he works here 7 days a week. His sculptures are all abstract silver geometric shapes. He says the piece in front of the Kummer Museum, called Equal Point, may look familiar to residents of Riverside.
A lot of people have seen one that's on St. John's Avenue in somebody's front yard. It's been there for about a year, and I get a lot of comments on that. And it's similar, but it's not the same one. This one's actually much larger than the other one.
James says he started by playing with small identical figures, and he'd put them together in different configurations.
So what inspired you to start doing these? Is there meaning behind them?
Well, that's going to be a long story.
He points to a metal trapezoid, one of the reoccurring shapes in his work.
Let's put it this way. I think of them as bits. Each one is an individual thought or a bit of information. And it's interesting how many different concepts or ideas or thoughts you can come up with those same identical bits rearranged in a different configuration.
Oh, so you make little ones before you make the big ones.
He picks up a tiny handheld version of a larger sculpture he's building.
Oh, I couldn't draw that. Well, I mean, you could draw, but it would be not as meaningful.
The piece at the Kummer is on display through June 1st. The museum is presenting it to push the arts community to display more public art in Jacksonville. James says each one takes a couple months to finish, but he hopes to place more of them around Jacksonville.
Hopefully, there are some plans for some others, yes.
James wants to keep these plans a secret for now, but he says his next location, appearing in May, will surprise everyone. Murphy Stidham, WJCT News.